Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Makis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tes Vav. We know that for certain Averis there is a Chi of Karis. We also learned earlier, if a person was over one of those Averis that there is a Chi of Karis on, but he was warned before he does the Avera, there's going to be punished for Malkus, and he's given Malkus. So the question is he still Chayiv Karis? Zakt the Mishnah. Peri Gimel Mishnah Tezvav. Kal Chayove Karisais. People who were Iver Averis, which they're Chayiv Karis. Shelakwa, they were given Malkus. Zakt the Mishnah. Nifteru Yidei Krisas. And they no longer will have to suffer the punishment of Karis. The Batanura says, this is if they do tshuva. Now how do we know that they're no longer chayiv karis if they get malchus? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'nikla achicha le'enecha. Beginning of the pasuk is, you shall hit him 40 times, and your brother will be disgraced before your eyes. Kishalaka hareka achicha. Notice what the pasuk says over here, he's called your brother. In other words, once he received malchus, and he was disgraced, he's like your brother. He had a kapara already. His sin is forgiven. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, as a halt Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Zakt de Mishnah weiter, Amar Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said, Mai ima oivra aveira achas. Now, madach, if a person is over a single aveira, with the zechi of karis on that aveira, noitel nafshay aleha. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes his life as a punishment of that sin. He's given karis. Karis means that he passes away before his time, usually before the age of 60. Rachmana litzlan. But we know that the reward for a mitzvah is always greater than the punishment of an aveira. So ha'oisa mitzvah achas, when someone does a single mitzvah, when he's mekayim a single mitzvah, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so, for sure and for sure, shetinosin le'nafshay, that the Rabbanu Shalom gives him his life as a reward. And the Batanura says that some learn, this is an explanation of the previous words. A person doesn't have aveira, rachmana l'tzlan, for that aveira is chayiv karis. So for sure, now that he did this mitzvah, he was mekabel the mitzvah, he received the malchus, for sure he gets his life. For sure he's no longer chayiv karis. This is just to back up what we said before, that once he gets malchus, there's no longer any karis. Some learn that no, in general, we're talking about the schar of mitzvahs. If an aveira takes life, mitzvahs give life. We're talking about all mitzvahs. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, this is learned from its place. We don't need a kal v'chomer, it's learned from the pasuk itself. It says in regard to inyonei arayos, a person marries somebody who's not allowed to marry, v'nichrasu hanefashes. People who commit those aveiros, forbidden relationships, receive karas, v'oimer. And beforehand, when introducing this whole inyon, what does the pasuk say over there? Ashayasa oisam ha'odam v'chaybem. You should keep my mitzvahs, which a person shall do, and by which he shall live. So the Torah is telling us, when a person is over an aveira, certain aveiras he's chayiv karis, but by not being over the aveira he's given life. Now these aveiras are things you're not allowed to do. Yet the pasuk says, "Ashayasa oisam ha'adam," that you do them, and you live. What does this mean? It means that if a person has an asayin, and he does not do the aveira, it's not just that he doesn't get punished. That is as if he performed a mitzvah. On that it says, v'chaybehem. So the more the Yetzirah tries to get us to do an aveira, the greater the mitzvah it is, the greater the schar it is, the more life there is for not listening to the Yetzirah. Vaitra zakta mishnah, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe Yoimer, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe says, Harei Yoimer, the pasuk says, Rak chazak, you should be strong, levilti achoil hadam, not to eat the blood of an animal. Ki adam, who are nafesh, because blood is life. And the Torah goes on to say it will be good for you and your children after you. So the Torah promises schar to someone who doesn't eat blood. Now, this is not something you really have to battle your Yetzirah so strong with. It's not like Yetzirah says, oh, I wish I could eat blood. Most people don't want to do it. So, madach. Now, im hadam shenafshe shaladim katsim imenu. If when it comes to blood, which a person anyway is naturally disgusted from it, but despite that, hapoidish mimenu, someone who refrains from eating blood, mekabelscha gets a reward. So gezel v'arayis, when it comes to stealing or comes to arayis forbidden relationships. Shenavshei shaladim, the nefesh of a person, misavalehen, naturally desires it. Umachamdasan, and he longs for it. Right? And a good sense, we say every Shabbos, chemdas yamim, maisa karasa. Chemda means something you really want, but a human being wants to be over these aveiros. So for sure, a Polish man, and he still fights over his yetzara, and he refrains from it. For every drop that he refrains himself, Allah has kama v'kama, how much more so? Shayiskallah, he'll be zecher for himself, uledayroisav, and for his descendants, uledayroisav, and his descendants' descendants, that will be zecher to life and schar. Yosef HaTzadik, the Batrura mentions this, had to have such a big Nisayim because in his chus, all of Klal Yisrael would be saved. He becomes the king and saves the whole world from starving to death. So we shouldn't be discouraged by our Yetzirah, because really that's an opportunity. By not listening to the Yetzirah, the harder it is, the more schar, the more reward.